I wonder if you know just how much I need you. Can you see how I ache for you? How I tremble as my body senses your closeness? Sometimes when I think of you, how you carry yourself, confident but considerate, always wanting to make me feel good. Of how you smell and feel, and how my body responds when you move closer to me. Well, I can hardly breathe. My heart beats so fast. My pulse races. And all that's in my mind is how you love to be in control as you touch me, and how I please you when I'm a good girl. When you look at me like that, I feel naked. When I'm under your gaze penetrates me, enters me, explores me, probes the most hidden parts of me. And so, under that gaze, I'm permanently naked. I could be wearing multiple layers, all covered by a heavy winter coat, but I always feel the heat of your eyes burning, piercing through everything I have on me. And that means that I'm forever unclothed by you and for you. Even when we're in public, everything else falls away. All I can think about is your touch, the feel of your hands on my body, that reassuring stroke in the small of my back or between my shoulder blades, and how hard it is not to cry out, because not having your fingers directly on my skin, stroking my back, pulling my bra straps off my shoulders, undoing the clasp and letting the cups fall free from my breasts. It's torture. We could be walking in the park, enjoying the warm sunshine, breathing the fresh air. But when I feel you just touch my elbow or take my hand as we stroll, all I can think about is being back in our room. Because in that room, there's no world but us. The world in which I am yours, totally, completely, and utterly yours. The world in which I'm willing to do whatever you want me to, desperate to hear your instructions, eager to make you happier than you could ever imagine yourself being. Worshipped. Adored. And obeyed. In the world of us, the only world that is real, you sit on the edge of the bed, fully clothed, and look directly at me. I see the trust and safety in your eyes, and you see the pleasure I take in your full control. Your smile, confident and assured, knowing that your good girl will do anything for you. Anything. If only she can feel the joy of your command. And when you tell me, strip for me now, and you instruct me to show all of myself to you, I feel no doubt, no embarrassment, no shame, just complete bliss. All the self-consciousness I have about my body evaporates, disappears, because all I hear in your voice is your lust for me. And I know that you'll be in pain if you don't fuck me. And so I do ask for you, and I strip for you. Every move I make, you watch intensely, your eyes never leaving me. Your breathing intensifies. You make little murmurs of approval, and then those quiet moans of desire. And though the moans don't have words, they are full of meaning. They say that you are going to stretch me out and tease me. And when I've been good enough for you, you're gonna fuck me. My heart races, my cheeks burn, and as the fabric slides down my skin and each garment falls to the floor, every one of my curves is revealed. Every lush, fertile valley beckons to you. Every hidden stream flows for you. I start to feel the drops of my need forcing themselves out of me. And if I try to hide anything because of a sudden, unexpected modesty, some lingering embarrassment about my body, you insist that I show it. You tell me that if you're going to claim me, you need to see every part of me. You need to know what's yours, what belongs to you. And if my hand moves or my body turns in a way that covers it, you say very deliberately, "Oh no, you don't get to hide anything from me." Fuck. The command in your voice just melts me. And hearing your command, I know that revealing my nakedness to you is not just a bodily performance. It's emotional. And I understand that to be truly yours, I must display all of me, every feeling, every yearning, every pleasure, every glorious taste, the smell that I make, dense, ripe with lust, because with you, I'm always ready, always desperate to be bred. And when I hear you tell me what you want from me, the scent of my sex hangs heavy in the room. It makes you ache. And then you tell me to touch myself. And as I move my lips open and I whimper in need, you smile. A smile of deep satisfaction. And you say, "Good girl." You move towards me across the bed, not touching me yet. Not yet. Just moving closer to me so I can feel the heat of you until you're right next to me, your lips hovering by my ear. And you ask me if I want to keep being good for you. And the moan of pleasure that answers your question tells you everything you need to know. The thought of being good for you, perfect for you, makes my nipples start to ache. They stiffen as I think about the feeling of your taste of your mouth on them. And my pussy clenches as it drips with lust for you, just crying out to be touched by something, anything, whatever you can give me, please. Your fingers, your lips, your tongue, your cock, and that toy that you always use on me. Because when I'm with you, I just want to show you how I'm your best girl. I want you to know how hard I try for you. How I want to open completely for you and let you take every part of me. And that's why I keep myself nice and wet for you. So wherever you decide to slide into, I'm just as wet as you deserve. Wet and glistening and primed for you. Warm and soft. My mouth ready with my tongue that can lick and caress and cover you completely. And when you tell me that you want me to come, that you want to see my body lose control for you and hear my moans. My fingers spread, my pussy open, and I slide my toy between those full lips. When I close my eyes and I think of your cock entering me, ready to take everything you can give me. I think of your firm thrusts, how my body spasms, your fingers around my throat as you hold me firmly in place. And when you bend me over and order me to raise my ass to you, and that's when I'm truly at my happiest. You grab my hair, pull my head back. You know that I'm just ready to be fucked. No control, no will. Just being used in the filthiest way possible. Every part of me begging for you. Yes, just like that. And when it's all over, and I rest my face in your lap, knowing that I'm such a good girl for the man that I worship, that's when I'm truly at my happiest.